This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Taliban hailed Tuesday the departure of international forces from Afghanistan and their return to power as a big lesson for other invaders, urging the United States and the rest of the world to recognize Taliban rule. Chief Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid made the remarks hours after the last American military plane left the international airport in the capital of Kabul. Mujahid, while speaking to reporters at the tarmac, congratulated Afghans and declared the foreign ministry military exit a victory, quote, that belongs to us all. The U.S. and its Western allies invaded the war-torn South Asian country nearly 20 years ago and removed the Taliban from power for allowing the Al-Qaeda terror network to organize the September 2001 attacks on America. U.S. effort to get Americans out of Kabul goes on, as Sagar Magani reports from Associated Press.
The Biden administration says it will keep working to get the remaining Americans out of Afghanistan. U.S. officials say fewer than 200 Americans are still there. And while the military mission is over, the evacuation effort will continue through diplomatic means.
And we have considerable leverage over the Taliban to ensure that any remaining American citizen will be able to get out.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's Good Morning America, hours before President Biden's due to make his first public remarks since the official end of America's longest war. Critics are questioning both his plans to evacuate the Americans and to keep Afghanistan from again becoming a terror haven in the absence of U.S. troops. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Joe Biden is scheduled to address the country and the world just about 43 minutes from right now. This is VOA News. Johnson & Johnson said on Tuesday its experimental vaccine failed to provide sufficient protection against HIV in sub-Saharan Africa to young women who accounted for a large number of infections last year. The results from the mid-stage study are the latest setback to efforts to develop a vaccine to prevent HIV or human immunodeficiency virus, which causes AIDS, that had infected over 37 million people globally as of 2020. Despite the discovery of effective treatments that can put the virus in remission, experts say the HIV vaccine is critical to eradicating the virus. European Union ministers will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss preventing uncontrolled migration from Afghanistan after the Taliban seizure of the country, according to a statement drafted for the meeting. EU member states hope to prevent a refugee crisis like the one fueled by Syria's civil war in 2015. The EU was unprepared for the influx of more than a million refugees and migrants that created splits among members and also energizing far-right parties as camps in Greece, Italy, and other countries became filled. Well, the agency that governs public education in the U.S. state of Florida said today that it has withheld funding from two local school districts that require the wearing of masks in classrooms in defiance of the governor's ban on mask mandates. Florida Department of Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran said he withheld an amount equal to monthly school board member salaries in Alachua and Broward counties at the request of the State Board of Education, which oversees the state education department. Governor Ron DeSantis has banned mask mandates despite a ruling Friday by a Florida state judge that the ban was unconstitutional and could not be enforced. The Mississippi Highway Patrol says two people were killed and at least 10 others were injured when a highway collapsed in the southeastern corner of the state following hours of torrential rain from remnants of Ida. A Mississippi Highway Patrol corporal said the hole was about 15 to 18 meters long and about 6 to 9 meters deep. He said the heavy rainfall in the area caused the collapse. A famous New Orleans jazz site where Louis Armstrong once worked toppled when Ida blew through Louisiana as one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to hit the U.S. The Karnofsky Tailor Shop, where a Jewish family employed Armstrong, collapsed during the storm on Sunday. Courtney Gullo is a local historian.
It's almost like a testament to New Orleans going through a Cat 4 is something that important to the city because of its history coming down.
The business was opened in 1913. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.